You're listening to SBS News.
Whether through mobile apps, computers, or even video games, the ways to communicate are endless. Often, the messages sent on the various platforms are encrypted to protect people's privacy. But that encryption protection is also helping criminals and potentially terrorists hide their activities from authorities. Cybersecurity Minister Angus Taylor says the country's laws are lagging behind, and he's unveiled a new bill he says would help law enforcement uncover serious offenders.
Whether it be child sex offenders, terrorists, drug smugglers and drug dealers, it is absolutely crucial that this legislation go into place to ensure that there is no place to hide.
The proposed law, still in draft stage, would force technology giants such as Apple and Facebook to cooperate with security agencies. It would even compel them to hand over encrypted information on phones and computers, including GPS data. If a company did not comply, it could be fined up to $10 million. But Digital Rights Watch's Tim Norton says the new legislation would put law enforcement above people's right to privacy.
For us to now have a situation where governments can decide who gets to listen to what is a concerning idea, and people should be worried about what's happening to their private communications, who can listen, and under what circumstances.
But the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Fergus Hansen argues the laws appear to be specifically targeted.
Rather than trying to break end-to-end encryption, it instead provides a very tailored approach of going after individuals rather than weakening protections for all of us. So in that sense, I think it's quite a positive development compared to the early reports we had on this bill.
Law Council of Australia President Maurie Bales says he's not read the entire bill, but it's a good sign the legal fraternity is given access to it before it goes to Parliament. And he says he's encouraged warrants would play a crucial role in the process.
It is encouraging that the use of warrants is being contemplated, because oversight of these mechanisms where law enforcement is going to access encrypted data that's owned by others, it's very important to have oversight, and that is parliamentary oversight but also judicial oversight.
Facebook and Google were contacted for the story, and both pointed to a statement from the association that represents the sector, the Digital Industry Group. The statement reads, "We work to protect the privacy of people who use our services and strongly support encryption technology. We appreciate the hard work governments do to keep us safe, which is why we work with law enforcement." The bill will be introduced into Parliament this year. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.